That's Ferris Bueller.
Yeah, it is.
Oh,
you know what sucks? They don't have Doug on Netflix.
They did. I didn't like it when they were on the Disney Channel.
They did have Doug on Netflix.
I remember Doug.
They had the first season on
there. They eventually called it Disney's Doug.
Really?
Yeah, after, like, for a while, it was gone.
Yeah,
off the
it
air.
Was on Disney. And then it was a new age Doug. And then Patty Manny's hair was all, like, short and weird.
Yeah, they changed, like, their kind of look.
Okay,
they went up a grade, didn't they?
No, okay. That's, like, the third channel they were on then. Because Doug was originally on Nickelodeon.
Mm-hmm.
Eventually, when Doug graduated from
Carfax.
Middle school and went to high school, the new Doug that they did. Was on ABC.
Yeah, that's what it was.
Well, ABC was Disney. ABC owns Disney, so it was still Disney's Doug.
When it first started off, Disney was ABC.
But they didn't have the Disney name in it.
Oh, when it was on Disney Channel later on, they called it Disney's Doug.
But when it was on ABC, they didn't have that. And yeah, they were all older. The bully's mom won the lottery. Now
Because Disney owned ABC until it went to ABC Family. Yeah, because Roger got rich. And
Patty
went lesbian. What I didn't like notice that, like, the only character out of his imagination that came, like, was constantly on the, when it came to Disney, was the Quail Man, which kind of sucked.
Yeah.
Like, all the other people he thought about in his head, like, they never appeared on the show.
Well, it was an attempt to make it a little more.
Are we recording?
Mature.
Yeah, but.
Are you going to have to edit that out?
Maybe.
I'm going to make a long edit out for you.
Don't do that no more. I'm tired of fucking having to edit that out too.
Edit it out. All right, let's do it.
That's better.
All right.
Yeah, a lot better.
Let's make new noises for Jason Ed out.
Who needs a soundboard when you got Eric?
What else do you want? You guys want a queef?
No, I want a mute button to turn your fucking mic off sometimes.
You guys want a duck?
Yeah, but it's called volume control.
That's too much work.
You guys want a rabbit?
I want a simple button.
I can do a rabbit too.
They're all the same sound. These are different animals. Yeah. I know that.
You guys want a yak?
Yeah. Yeah. They're like Pokemon. They say their own names. Want to hear a horse?
Horse.
Now love my little rooster and my rooster loves me. I'm going to cherish that chicken neath the green bay tree. My little rooster goes... Cock-a-doodle-doo, doodle-doo, doodle-doo. And I love my little hen, and my hen, she loves me. I'm going to cherish my hen neath the green bay tree. My little hen goes cluck-cluck, little rooster goes cock-a-doodle-doo, doodle-doo, doodle-doo.
Watch this.
I'm not even funny. Can you imagine someone coming up to your door and you open the door? It's like the dog comes up to you and goes, Bart, 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 Bart.
Or you're like trying to rob a house and like you just hear bark, 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 bark. And you just think some guy's looking at you.
Speaking of talking dogs, have you guys seen that show Wilford yet?
What?
It's not out yet.
Yeah, it is.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah. They've already had the third episode last
week. Don't you mean Team Wolf?
It's the third episode?
Yeah, they did the third episode last week.
Oh, okay. Cause
don't you mean Team
Comic Con is going to premiere an episode too.
Oh, are they?
Yeah.
Yeah, no, they did the third episode. It aired the same night. It aired the same night that Futurama, the new season of Futurama, started.
What show?
Wilfred. It's got Elijah Wood in it. It's on FX.
It's like
pretty much.
Elijah
Wood's character. I guess you'd say he's kind of crazy.
Why is Elijah Wood on a cartoon?
It's not a cartoon.
Big movies.
It's not a cartoon.
Or a show.
It's, you know, actors are getting into TV a lot nowadays. But,
because TV's getting better than movies.
Yeah. No, and it's funny, though, because when it comes to the character of Wilfred, you see him, he's a man dressed in a dog outfit.
Oh, yeah.
And that's how Elijah Wood sees him as well.
Yeah, I do want to watch that show.
Yeah, the rest of the world, though,
can you watch
sees
my
him
dog?
As a dog.
What up?
To the rest of the world, he is a dog.
Yeah,
I saw a clip of it. They were on the beach.
No, yeah, it's
and,
actually
like, he finds
really
like a seagull
funny.
Or some shit.
No, he catches a seagull. Is what he
and
does.
Drops it in some lady's lap or some shit.
Yeah, it's,
that's the scene I saw when I saw a clip of it.
No, it's
it looked funny.
Funny as shit.
That looks pretty funny.
But what's great about it, you know, is like the first episode. But he agrees to watch this girl's dog and everything. His neighbor's dog. And he thinks the neighbor's hot. Agrees to watch the dog, so the dog's sitting there just kind of eyeballing him, sitting on the couch. out of nowhere pulls out a bong and starts smoking weed. Every episode, the fucking they're sitting there just hitting the bong and passing beers and talking about sex and all kinds of crazy shit.
So what does it look like to someone else? It looks like he's making that dog smoke weed, do you think?
I don't know. I've often like, wondered that.
Those are things like, okay, maybe you think you're fucking hanging out with the dog and you're passing it back to him. But like if someone else sees it, it looks like he's fucking like lighting it for the dog and holding his face to it. Yeah.
No, I've often wondered that. Like, okay, now how that'd be a talented
dog,
else?
A dog that can smoke a bong.
Mm-hmm. Or no, the fact that the dog's sitting there holding a fucking beer bottle in his hand drinking it.
It's all duct tape on. Yeah. Just splashing around on the floor trying to get it off.
No, but what's funny, though, is that they do actually do things with the character to instill the fact that, yes, he is a dog. Like the first episode.
He'll pee on the floor?
No, not so much that one.
Will he hump his leg?
He hasn't humped his leg, but he has tried to make out with his owner chick.
Does he play Red Rocket with the dog?
Yeah.
Licking peanut butter off his balls?
Yeah. No, like one of them deals with a ball.
Yeah, peanut butter.
Elijah Wood goes to throw the ball for the dog or whatnot for Wolfred, and something happens, and it's where, well, Wolfred can't have his ball anymore, and he is not happy.
It's over the fence.
No, and he's telling the guy that he's like, I want my ball, Brian. I want my ball back. He goes in his big spiel why it means something to him. He's like, if I don't get it, I know where you sleep.
Shit's going down.
No, just shit like that. Just talk about kicking his head, all kinds of stuff. It's funny as hell. It's a good show. It really is. It's raunchy as hell.
The end.
And the fact that my
what
11-year-old,
channel is this? FX?
FX, yeah.
Yeah, seems like
the fact
FX
that my
show.
11-year-old loves this show, and yeah, I'll walk in as he's watching, and I'll see some things on it. I'm like, okay, it's not appropriate, but I can't really say anything since I took him to go see Hangover 2.
Oh yeah! Once he saw some chicks with dicks, it changed him.
Exactly.
The next episode, they go destroy.
They come with dicks.
They go destroy the sacred collar.
No one's ever told me this.
No, it's funny.
He's all
shit,
pointed at women. You lied. You said you don't have a dick.
No, it was funny.
You said
as
we're
hell.
Different.
No, they did do an episode, the second episode of Wolfred, though, where the guy agrees to take Wolfred to the vet. To have his teeth cleaned, you know. So he has to trick Wolfred. And Wolfred is already like, thinking, oh, hey, because, you know, the guy earned the dog's respect. We're friends now. Cool. Only have to turn around and trick the dog, and the dog's not happy about it. While he's sitting there being knocked unconscious, though, so they can clean the teeth, he's sitting there, he's talking about his owner that the neighbor likes. And he finally tells her, no, she's not perfect. She's got a problem. He's like, well, what is it? What is it? Well, he knows what she has a dick. Passes out. Well,
I can say dick on there?
Yeah, they actually said dick.
What time does it come on?
10.
Oh, that's about right.
Yeah.
That's like Comedy Central.
Well,
they can play the South Park movie at the same time.
No, there's a reason why they're able to get away with saying the word dick. Because depending on the word and the context it's used or the meaning that it's meant to be, they can say it on television.
He said she has a dick.
Yeah. But the meaning...
Do they reference something later that's a,
they do.
Like a dick, like a person?
Yes, exactly.
Oh, okay. What, you can get away with
yeah,
that.
Yeah, eventually what it comes down to is what the dog was talking about. She doesn't have an actual penis dick. She has a boyfriend who is a dick.
Yeah.
And that's what he meant as he's passing out.
That's like
she has
like,
a dick.
She has a fat pussy hole and there's a big fat cat inside of a hole on the floor. Yeah. You can say those things as long as there's something there to reference it.
Yeah.
Right then and there. Though.
Exactly.
It has to be right there, though.
No, because right after he said she has a dick, it went to commercial.
That's kind of hard to do.
It's still all within the same episode because right after the commercial, they continued it. And
that's pushing a line there, though.
It
FCC
is pushing
can
the
get
line
you right there.
No, it's pushing the line, but it's still approved because eventually they do come to.
Well, network approves
that,
but
this is what it is actually.
Standards and practices shit. May approve it, and network may approve it, but FCC will still may say, "Nah, can't do that." They still might have paid some money for
fucking
that.
Fucking douches of the FCC.
Unless it's on a ref, it's on a. See if it's on a fucking a replay.
I don't know if they have it on replay yet. Like I said, I mean, this Thursday will be its fourth episode.
At some point, you get like a certain amount of, like on a new show, maybe like three episodes in, four episodes in, play them all again.
But it also depends on the show, because not every show that they do on FX is replayed.
Or last.
I don't think It's Always Sunny is replayed. Which is funny, because isn't that now on Comedy Central?
Yeah.
Yes.
It started off on FX.
Yes, it did.
Yeah, but it has a lot of seasons under its belt now. So.
It has, I think it's like six.
Yeah, see, that's a while.
Yeah, but most of that
still haven't seen it. I only seen one episode. When they buy a gun.
It's an awesome show.
I heard it's really good.
That's the thing. See, I didn't care for it. I've seen an episode, and I'm just like, not that good to me. Most of its life so far out of the six seasons has been on FX. I think they've done one or two seasons on Comedy Central. That's it.
Well, they can't get the newest ones. Yeah, they probably only have a deal of syndication for like older episodes.
It's like Comedy
Central. It's not fucking science.
No. What I'm saying is it started on FX. Yeah. All the new episodes came out on FX. Now it's gone. It moved to Comedy Central.
Everything
new
eventually,
episodes now come out on Comedy Central.
Eventually, once a comedy gets into a later seasons, the older stuff gets on either.
But you're saying there's new episodes, not syndicated episodes.
Yeah, they do new episodes on Comedy Central now.
I don't know about that.
They air on FX?
No, they're not aired on FX anymore. It's now on Comedy Central.
I don't know.
They must be a parent company.
I don't
company.
Agree with that.
It could be. It
or
Fox.
They just bought it. They said, fuck it, we'll have the show.
It probably is owned by Fox and everything.
It's a popular show. I don't think they would
Considering that, like with Futurama, Futurama was originally Fox. They did all the replays on Adult Swim, but when it came down to, we're going to re-up it and do new episodes, the new episodes are now on Comedy Central.
Because they could pony up more money than Adult Swim.
Yeah, but the thing is, Fox...
Because everyone thought it was going to be on Adult Swim.
Yeah, everybody hoped it was going to be on Adult Swim. Personally,
you have a popular show that people still
want
to see again.
Not really, because
we'll pony up the money.
Do you know what time the new episodes come out on fucking Comedy Central? 10 o'clock. Yeah. What time did it originally air on Adult Swim? 10 o'clock.
On Fox, it's like 8 o'clock.
They don't air it on Fox. Futurama's not aired on Fox.
No, new episodes of fucking Family Guy I'm talking about.
Oh, no. I was talking about Futurama.
Hmm? At 9?
Yeah.
Is that too late for you? Too early for you?
No, I'm just saying. Most people don't want to watch
you
it.
You just said what time a show come on. What
they
want to
watch
them
earlier.
At 7 when the Simpsons are on?
I was talking about Futurama, though. I would have rather Futurama.
No, you just changed the subject entirely.
Because I was watching it on Hulu.
So do I.
I can care less what
I will watch it till later.
I can care less when or what time it airs.
And I'll watch
then
that very.
Why are you complaining about it?
And I'll just watch that first commercial. Like, would you want to watch this commercial, one commercial, or do you want to watch all of them in between? Like, give me that one.
Yeah.
Go get something to eat and drink, and then come back.
Yeah, that's
back
what I didn't
know.
Like, well, already have the. I'll have the TV on anyway. So when the show starts, I turn the TV off. So what I do is I hit just the one, and during the 2.5 minutes it's playing, I have it on mute, and I'm watching my television.
Damn.
Look over. Oh, it's over. Unmute. Turn the TV off. All right, there we go. That's how I do it. I don't even, just let the commercial play. I don't even look at it. You get some stupid commercials.
I wouldn't know.
I like them.
I like commercials, too. They're the best part.
I wish they had a TV channel for just commercials.
They have a show, like, once a year.
That's a TV channel.
You're thinking
show,
of, like,
stupid.
The year's greatest commercials or year's
Yeah, with Kevin Nealon.
The funniest commercials.
Yeah.
Funniest commercials
And then it's
the
funny because it has commercials after that. So, like, after we're done watching these funny commercials, let's watch some commercials.
Yeah.
Good stuff.
And the runner-ups, best product placement ads. Check out where the Coke comes out in this scene. What's that he's drinking?
Yeah.
And look at the Downy bottle in the background.
Well, it's funny how product placement's making it into a video games, too.
Then the game should be fucking cheaper.
Yeah, you'd think.
That was the most people when that Fight Night came out, and people were all pissed off. Now so many fucking ads were in that shit.
Yeah.
And, the game was still, like, what, $50?
Well, Fight Night. 4?
I think so. Is that the one where the fucking Burger King guy came in?
The newest one. That was Fight Night 4.
Oh no!
Yeah,
like,
ads all over the fucking building for the fucking
Doom 3
in the background. All kinds
I don't
of
Need
shit.
For,
yeah.
I
don't
know, Need for Speed did Burger King. Need for Speed had Burger King in it.
There was a game though. I can't remember what the fucking game was. At my friend's house, we were playing it, and they had ads at McDonald's, at Burger King. They had so many fucking like restaurants in the actual game where you can like shoot
oh,
and
wait,
blow
no,
them
that,
up and
that,
stuff.
The home front.
Yeah, Homefront.
Yeah, Homefront has fucking...
Homefront all kinds of shit.
Has Hooters in it. No, but that's because, they want to make it more...
Well, that's an advertised worth having right
Well,
there.
Actually, the reason why they have that in the game, though, is the makers of the game, they wanted these images in places that we are familiar with as Americans because the game takes place on American soil after pretty much North Korea has fucked us up and has invaded.
But you have to have a bid. Either they have to pay them to do it or ask them, would you like to be in this game?
Yeah. Well,
and if you have
who's going
to
say no to free advertising?
But it's not going to be free. You're either going to pay them or they're going to pay you. We want to be in this game, or would you like to be in this game?
No, no, no. That's the thing. If I come to you say,
if you have my symbol in there,
this,
I want my money.
Not necessarily. Now, because that's the thing. To the companies, in a case like that, it's free advertisement. Oh, you want us to be in your game? Okay, yeah, we're not going to charge you to put us in it. Cool, great. Now we have these icons that we want in it. And as a company, cool, I got free advertisement. Whereas like in Doom 3, though, where you'll be walking down certain corridors and randomly there's a McDonald's sign painted on the fucking wall. McDonald's actually paid to have that put in there.
Then the game should be cheaper.
That sounds fat.
It should be.
Yeah, but it's not.
Like the 90s term fat?
It's fat. F-A-T, fat.
No, video games nowadays are coming out.
That's
with
the dumbest catchphrase I've ever heard.
F-A-T, fat.
That shit's fat.
Pretty hot and
there's
tempting.
There's a lot of dumb catchphrases.
Oh, yeah.
A lot.
Yeah. But
was a thing for a while.
Well, marketing and video games, it's
all about the bling bling, man.
Mm-hmm. Although, you know,
Steve's still on something we're not talking about anymore.
Yeah,
no, you're just bored talking about because you haven't said shit in a while.
Yeah, fuck you. You know the biggest product placement video game?
Say something that's going to be funny.
I'm tired of the Carfax.
Huh. You know what I think is the biggest product placement video game ever?
Viva Pinata?
Yo Noid. On Nintendo, where you play as the Domino fucking Noid, collecting pizza. And your weapon's a yo-yo.
The little Domino's character.
Yeah, with the rabbit ears thing, and always stole the fucking. Yeah, it was called.
What about the 7-Up game, though?
Oh, yeah, Cool Spot.
Cool Spot, 7-Up game.
Yeah,
I think they made a part 2.
The Chester
Cheeto
game.
The thing about the Noid
game. They have two of those.
The Noid game was fucking hard. That's shit.
Oh, yeah.
Did you play him later in Clay Fighter?
No,
that was an actual rabbit.
Yeah, that was an actual rabbit.
I thought that was a Clay Fighter.
No, that was an actual rabbit. The rabbit with the buck teeth, and he's all white.
Yeah, that was an actual rabbit.
Are they remaking the Earthworm Jim?
No, they made Earthworm Jim HD on Xbox.
Yeah, for the Xbox Arcade.
Oh, it was just the same game over again.
Right? Yeah, just HD and better. It's still lame.
It's still the same game.
Although I had heard
it wasn't fun at all.
I always loved that bubble gun.
I love Earthworm Jim.
I never liked Earthworm Jim.
You ever liked Earthworm Jim?
Earthworm Jim was awesome.
That was groovy.
I'd rather play Rayman. First Rayman was awesome.
I preferred Earthworm Jim over Rayman.
Yeah.
And then Earthworm Jim 2. However, I never played Earthworm Jim 3D.
Yeah.
I never played that one.
I was on 64, wasn't it?
I think. Or PlayStation.
I thought it was like a no-name system that didn't last.
No, it was just the game itself wasn't very big.
Oh, he's dreaming. You have a dog here, so it's like he's dreaming. Mm-hmm. He thinks he's running.
He was humping the air.
He's got that fucking nut all over the floor.
I know. I used to even watch Earthworm Jim cartoon.
And get all embarrassed and like try to cover it up.
I watched Earthworm Jim cartoon. Last I heard, about a year ago, they were talking about doing Earthworm Jim movie.
That won't work.
Yeah.
You need some kind of buzz prior to that to make a movie about a fucking worm body in a suit.
No, it was
wonder how
be
he controlled everything.
It was a series of levers and pulleys.
That is only little tail end fucking could do.
I don't know.
I mean, running, walking, jumping, like, it's a lot of fucking work to do all those things at the same time.
No, if I remember, it was a biomechanical suit that it kind of...
Read his mind.
Yeah, it fused to the nerves of your body and to where you
What
think
nerves
it
of what body?
Worms have nerves.
This squiggle meant he wants to run, jump, and fire at the same time.
No, to where pretty much it picks up of whatever you thought you
and,
had.
Then, like he's saying it.
And worms don't have brains, too.
And they have.
If you cut them in half, you have two Earthworm Jims.
I think they have, what, 3 hearts or more? I don't remember.
I know that. They have hearts and have brains, though.
They have brains.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
No, they don't.
Yes, they do.
To the internet.
You never dissected a worm?
Yes.
We learned in school they don't have brains.
He just did it for fun. Then he moved on to fucking rabbits and fucking little rodents.
He ate them.
Then
teacher,
people.
I lost my worm. Where did it go, Steven?
People.
It's in my mouth.
People wonder why I always brought ketchup to school. Cheers.
Took shots of ketchup.
A house full of condiments, but no food.
No, I brought it for biology class, man.
How's biology?
You just bring condiments just in case it's something to eat.
You biology, find across. Biology is the study of life.
I know what biology is. Now.
You're welcome.
Yeah, because you didn't know the true definition. You just knew it was a class.
Jason told me that.
I did.
Jason didn't know the definition.
I gave him the cliff notes later. He copied off of me in class.
Jason was in school and they still use chalk.
That's true, actually.
So did I.
How is that an insult?
Yeah, I did too.
That's real life.
Because we got out of school, what, 5, 6, 7 years before you did? Jeez.
I didn't see a whiteboard until I fucking, like, my last year of high school.
No, I think the last time I seen a chalkboard was in fourth grade, probably.
Damn. You got a revamped high school after that? We came back from summer, like, what's all this new shit? Yeah, markers?
The hell's an we got to pay for them, too.
And then we all, and afterwards, we all had iPads.
There's probably schools like that.
They had touchscreen boards.
I remember playing fucking Oregon Trail on the fucking old ass.
Oh,
fucking,
yeah, all we did.
All the old Apple computers.
We couldn't play it anymore because
and
all
Oregon
we did was
for
hunt.
Trail 2.
And when you walk, you know, but instead of being the target, you were that guy that walked around with the gun.
Yeah.
Because later versions had the target.
They had like four different versions of Oregon Trail.
Well, I had the one that was on a green screen.
So the only like, one, the only thing, they wouldn't let us play anymore because all we did was hunt. We didn't play the game, we just hunted. And I finally beat the game. Is actually the last level.
Well, finally, it's not hard to beat the level.
Well,
the version
I played, the last level is actually you're on the river and you have to dodge shit, and then after that you beat the game.
Oh no, you have a different version.
Yeah, the version.
Yeah, there's multiple versions.
Yeah, but he has a slightly newer version than the one I grew
up
with.
It was newer because it was in color.
Yeah, mine was like the green thing, and you had to use little arrow keys. To turn around. And shoot.
It wasn't the computers where you press down a button. Remember, like, have you played those games, like the Penguin games? You had to press, there's like two buttons on the computer and you press and it's back and forth. I had those in kindergarten. No, I had those in kindergarten. It was like old ass fucking computer and it was buttons this big.
Your shit may have been green screen, Jason, but at least you played computer games that had fucking pictures. I used to play.
You used to play games on a typewriter?
No, I used to play a game. It was on a computer.
Yeah, it's a text based game. You had to after you're done writing it, you got to mail to somebody. Like those guys that play chess over the fucking newspaper.
Uh-huh.
What?
You've never seen that?
Oh, you don't read a newspaper. Yeah. You're a young person.
Yeah, I know.
Okay, there's people who play chess against each other.
I can get it read to
in
me
the
now,
newspaper,
Jason, right?
You get the audiobook version of the newspaper every day.
No, actually, if you go online, if you subscribe to the Sun magazine, you go online, they read it to you online.
Some grandpa tells you a story.
This is
car accident today.
What about that chess?
Killed five
what about
people.
That stupid, lame chess thing?
People would play chess and they make a move based, like, I guess they make a move.
No, okay.
And you write them back?
No, what it is they have a small chess-like board on the paper and a couple chess pieces per black and white. And it says, you know, gives a description of, well, black takes this, blah, blah, blah. And so then you have to come up with the accurate winning move type of thing. Like, they'll tell you the parameters and you have to come up with the winning move. You don't write them back or anything, but the answers will be in next week's paper.
Yeah.
Every paper has a previous week's answer.
Sounds like a good waste of time.
It's just like
it is a waste of time.
It's like people who play Sudoku on the paper. You know, you
Sudoku.
Find out, whatever. You find out the
Stupid.
Answers.
Stupid.
Yeah, fuck you. You find out the answers
like
on the next
Sudoku,
week.
Though.
Sudoku.
I get into that for a while.
Sudoku's fun, huh?
Sudoku?
There's no U in the beginning of this. Oh.
Sudoku? I'm going to go to Webster's Dictionary and see how to actually pronounce it.
How's Webster Dictionary and how you pronounce it?
There's a little button that tells you how to pronounce words.
Why don't you have someone say it?
Someone, your version is a little skeptical. I want to know the actual version. I want a robot voice to tell me.
But I used to play this game on the computer. It was called Miser, and there was no pictures to it. It was all word.
I ain't nothing but a miser.
Anyway. No, it was all word, and you had to type what you wanted to do, and it was a fucked up puzzle game thing. To beat it was a bitch because there was no pictures. You were in a fucking mansion, and you had to memorize the directions you went and turn this and that to get back to places.
Oh, that's like the fucking Hitchhiker's game.
Yeah.
And there's another game like that, too.
It's a fucking bitch.
Or Gang Wars was like that.
Yeah, it was hard. I used to play games like that.
Gang Wars isn't like that, but
no,
yeah, I know
it's nothing like that.
It's still a text-based game. Like, you rob somebody, you half your people are killed, you got $50,000 and some notes.
No, but at least on that, you see images, though. And, you know,
I still have a lifetime account there. Oh, I have, like, 10. I just remember the password.
You know the game, other game I loved playing at school on the computer was Lemmings.
I thought you just said that.
No, I didn't.
No, he's talking about some other game.
Oh. I was talking about a game called
Minecraft. I never talked about it. Doesn't it keep making people, though?
No, it's not that it keeps making people. You, have X amount of lemmings per level.
You had to keep them alive?
You had to keep a certain amount alive.
I think it's a PlayStation game, playable game like
they
that.
They did come out with a PlayStation version too. And yeah, a
PS3 download game, a mini game that it's maybe. Similar to that. You got to keep like a little group of people alive.
No, no, they have a new game. It's called Swarm.
Yeah?
Yeah, it's kind of like it, kind of. But no, for every lemmings leveled, in order to beat the level, you had X amount of lemmings that you start off with, and X amount that you have to have clear the level.
I got triple X lemmings. They're all fucking...
You ever played Thumbs Up, 7 Up? Now that
yes,
was a game.
Played that.
Now that was a school game.
I like Thumb Wars.
Was there any day outside? No recess? Uh-huh.
1, 2, 3, 4, I declare a Thumb War.
Yeah. No, you always had those people that, like, when they touched your thumb, they'd barely tap it, so you'd have no idea who they were. You couldn't tell the feel of their hand.
I just looked at everyone's shoes.
That's because you're
a
fucking cheater.
Once I seen a shoe go by, that's what I know.
You're such a cheater.
I like fourth grade.
Although I had like 6 people touching my thumbs.
That's well, once you hands. Had your thumb
and
touched,
by thumbs, I meant
penis.
Down.
No,
man. Yeah, huh?
Yeah, like 4 or 5 people touching
my
your penis.
My penis is so long, I had to replace my thumb. I made a fist.
Thumb penis.
1, 2,
when you grab
three,
a door
four.
Handle, it wraps around a couple times.
I used
times.
To put glue on my thumb.
1, 2, 3, 4, it. Eric declares a penis war.
You're not qualified.
Not with that lisp. Learn to talk right when you come back and see me.
I don't want to come back and see
Learn
you.
Learn to have a
penis
then come back and see me.
Learn to have a penis?
I have one, I just never learned how to use it.
Learn to have one.
Stop tucking.
Once you can use it correctly, you can come this game, you guys.
By the way, this is a ripped in half.
Is this ripped in half?
It is ripped in half.
I might edit all this out.
I miss my funny voice.
I'm Steve.
But, yeah, I'm Jason.
I'm Eric.
Eric's kind of depressed right now because we had like a funny voice setting earlier, but we can't find a way to record it.
And therefore, we
Jason's
can't play around with it.
Jason's a dumb asshole. I'm sorry, Jason.
Actually, I know how to record it. I'm just not going to do one with you. Next time we do our own show, an after-hour show with you and me, we're going to use it. I just don't want to tell Eric. Because he won't shut the fuck up about it.
I've been hanging.
Eric spent at least 2
Eric can't hang. He's already passed out. He had 2 drinks of his fucking shot. His fucking rum and coke.
I've been tired all day.
Doing what? Sitting on your thumb?
Mm-hmm.
His penis thumb.
My toe thumb.
His second penis is my toe.
His second penis is my toe.
Yeah, no, I said it. That don't make any sense. What am I talking about?
I have no idea. Gosh. I just learned to drown you out.
I did that with Eric, so we basically don't hear each other at all. Explains why
out.
We talk over each other all the time.
Well, that and mostly
you're gonna keep nitpicking everything I say.
Mm-hmm. I'd say most because whenever anybody else starts talking, when anybody else starts talking,
it's either that or
Eric
to what
jumps
Steve has
in
to
over.
Say.
You see.
Well, he drowns you out.
Eric likes
you drown
to drown
me
everybody
out.
Up.
I drown him out.
No, he likes to talk over me. What I mean by drowning
what?
You out.
What were you saying?
What I mean by drowning you out is.
By drowning you out?
Just don't listen to you?
Yeah. Got you. I'll do that.
All right.
That's a lot nicer than saying, Steve, shut the fuck up.
It is a lot nicer. Just ignore him.
Welcome to the Jason and Eric show.
This could be a hit.
Steve's like Morgan Freeman. He should just narrate the show.
I actually like listening to Morgan Freeman. he could do anything. You put him on anything, you want to listen to it for a while. That and Sigourney Weaver.
Who?
You ever watch Planet Earth?
Oh, yeah. Oh, no, I love her. And I hated when they put fucking Whoopi Goldberg for the...
Planet Earth.
Planet Earth.
Yeah.
It's fucking horrible.
Was it Planet Earth?
No, Planet Earth.
That's the one
fucking,
I just said.
What was the one they did afterwards? It was a newer one.
Steve, would you like to jump in?
Steve knows it. No, he doesn't.
Steve's not here. He just left.
Blue Planet?
No.
See, this is why we kind of need you for a random useless
Blue Planet
trivia.
Was the first one.
He's right. Blue Planet. That's Steve way in the background. Too bad we'd have the echo effect on there.
Something like that.
Steve, come back. We don't need you, but we still need you when we forget things.
Now I just let the Jason Eric show go on for a little longer.
It's going to be a hit.
Yeah, you're off to a great start.
At least we got our fax man in the background.
All right. I'll make sure to aim at you and for the finish.
We'll give you credit in the background. It's like this has been Jason and Eric and Steve.
You're like the teacher on the Peanuts gang. You're the wah 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 in the background.
That's what happens when you go through puberty. You're randomly wah, wah. Talking and half it's like wah wah wah.
Too bad the hair was his penis.
See? Dead air. We still need a third person. Steve, would you like to come back?
Look at that.
We want you to come back.
Your new name.
I thought you guys were going to be a hit.
No, your new name is Dead Air.
Because after really? He cracks a joke, there's fucking silence.
Really, as bad as I am, I figured it'd be dead space.
Dead like a black hole.
Dead orbital.
Everything
space.
Just sucks when it's around you. Light, life.
Even my alcohol.
And other planets.
Around me.
Oh, there goes Jason's mouth.
It's hard to drink, huh? It's like it keeps moving away.
Shut up. It's already been on 3 episodes. Fucking dumbass, Jason.
What, the fucking orbit shit?
Yeah.
I don't remember these episodes.
You're a fucking idiot. You're going to be a doctor. Oh, I don't remember a sponge being inside you. You can't sue.
Can't sue?
Can't sue.
Ah, okay.
Yeah. Oh.
That's a surgeon. Oh. I don't want to be a surgeon. Oh. I don't be a surgeon.
Oh. Oh.
Am I Seinfeld now?
Yeah. You want to be a... What? No.
That's I don't know where you're Austin going Powers. With this. Oh. I don't get that one either. Even Steve made a fucking little like hand reference. Like, I don't get that either.
Dr. Evil does that when Scott's saying something. He goes, oh. He's just like that.
It doesn't work if you have to explain it.
What the?
I like the thing, like, you know, none of us can see it. Well, no one else can see it, but we can see it. That Steve's little hand gestures behind your back of how you're not making any sense right now.
Steve, can you help me? I don't speak Spanish.
He doesn't even fucking, he's not even talking right now. Oh, now he's going to help to make fun of me, right?
Honestly, Jason can't. I know, honestly, Jason I don't remember the whole things. I know the whole, the even before you speak. Also the whole, you know, zip it and shit, but. What? Back to the Jason and Eric show.
Steve, come back. We need you.
Being tired.
I promise not to do that anymore. I promise.
You're a fucking dick. Shut up.
You tell him to shut up all the fucking time. You're mean.
I don't.
Mine is a subtle little, you know, like, hey, you know, can you calm down for a minute?
You're a fucking little pussy.
It's called being polite, Eric.
It's called being a pussy.
You hear this, people? I am so very unappreciated on this show.
Do you agree
with
me,
without
Steve?
Me, they fall apart.
Do you agree with me, Steve?
He's actually asking me for your opinion, and now you're not even going to help him.
What?
Yeah, talking to the mic.
Say it again.
Jason's just being a pussy. It's, you're not nice on the show. He's being a pussy.
Rather than politely tell you that you're boring, it's just then he's saying you should just tell him to shut the fuck up.
Well, that's just kind of the show personalities. Jason's a pussy. Eric's a prick. They go hand in hand. All together.
Right, Steve, lay back down. Let me put my cup in your belly button. That's a rest.
Take shots off of it.
Mine's already there.
Gallon shots. You gotta stick a straw down there.
Steve's too far away.
Steve, come back. And I promise I won't make fun of you anymore.
You said that last time. You started snoring again.
It was a good opportunity. How can you miss that? That's comedy gold.
He's snoring because he's a lazy Mexican.
I've been working all day outside. You don't get so this sleepy. Tan just fucking playing video games inside
so
all day.
So sleepy. So very sleepy.
You get this mowing lawns, waking up at the crack of dawn, having to be out fucking in front of Home Depot. Hoping someone will pick you up who's not working for sex.
You work for sex.
Well, that's the only person that come around all fucking day.
Jason stands out there holding a sign saying, "We'll fuck for food."
And I flip it around. I put some effort in that. I twirl it around. Not this guy just fucking half-ass wave it underneath the fucking nearest shade they can get. I actually do the twirling.
No offense, Jason, but I wouldn't let those thin little lips suck my dick.
You know, there's somebody who just wants their dick sucked. They don't care about preference.
Right? I would let his thin little lips suck my dick. Because you know what? A dick sucks a dick suck. So long as there's no teeth involved.
Fucking lips, Jason.
No, so long as there's no teeth involved, I'm game.
I have teeth. I'm sorry.
I see his teeth half the fucking time, so that's a bad thing.
Yeah, you have a smile like
just
a shark.
Is a teeth issue or is no, just the it's thin just, lip issue?
You don't know how to close your mouth. Your teeth
you guys are picky. There's other people out
you don't
there
know how to fucking close your mouth. Like my teeth hanging out half the time.
And like my mouth.
You know, I bet if you shaved off the goatee, his lips would be fuller.
It tickles your balls.
I wouldn't mind fucking Jason's gap, though. Looks like good fuck.
You're embarrassing me. Where's my retainer? I only have this gap because I lost my retainer.
So you're a fucking loser.
I'm a loser because I lost my retainer.
You're a loser because you had a retainer.
I thought you got the gap from biting pillows.
So you're old.
Biting what?
Pillows. You're old. Pillows? Jason, you're old. So you weren't in the age where braces were actually okay.
I had braces, so I had a retainer.
Yeah.
And at some point...
But that makes you a loser, because braces weren't okay back then. Nowadays, braces are cool.
I don't know. Yeah, if you're in porn.
Yeah, I'd say braces aren't cool in general.
There's a certain age
chicks
where fucking braces are just acceptable.
No, certain chicks are, you know, kind of cute with braces.
In
yeah,
porn, but you still wouldn't
in
really...
Porn? What the fuck are you talking about? I've never seen a porn star with fucking braces on.
Really? You haven't?
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, poor Mastro here,
I wouldn't
my
dick
sure
sucked by a fucking chick with braces, but like, it,
why?
You know, there's a weird
perversion. It's worse getting a dick sucked by a chick with teeth, more like big teeth than braces.
Their buck teeth.
Yeah, seriously.
Personally, I prefer a gummer.
The horse fuck face.
Personally, Steve Mr. prefers Ed a man.
He prefers old man if he wants a gummer. Oh, they don't count as.
I'll suck it.
That don't count as making fun of you directly. Yeah. That's just what you said. We're riffing here. He's got to back away again. Steve's back on the couch. This is like an In-N-Out show for Steve. Like,
I hate In-N-Out.
Feelings. Nothing more than feelings.
Jason's ass. Jason's hollow down there.
And Steve's ass. He's the one who's fucking protesting the show right now. There's another cat here.
You get lost there.
There's four of them.
Four? I've only seen two.
I've seen two now. I only saw one. That one with the fucked up face.
There's
and
Klepto.
This black one.
There's he's the Russian blue.
I can't.
Klepto, Maisie, Emma's, and Belle.
You sound like a breeder.
It's
there,
not a Russian
Steve
blue.
Yeah, it is.
Russian blues have green eyes.
No, not all Russian blues have.
Who gives a fuck? It's a fucking cat.
My cat was a Russian blue. I
it's
love
a
that
fucking cat.
To death, and he died.
Good. I'll stick Aunt Mady
in his ass.
I still
cry about it. So fuck.
Oh yeah.
You.
So, sounds like so a I'm fag. Not. I'm not a Caucasian because I have brown eyes, not blue. Right.
Just dude, being a gray cat does on not mean a fucking Russian.
He's
blue.
He's not a gray cat. Russian gray. Russian blues are not gray.
What? Have little Jason tips cries on over a fucking cat.
Yes, he does.
Fucking pussy.
My cat had green yellow eyes and little silver tips all
oh,
over its gray
oh,
body.
Oh,
so
cry
yes
over a real pussy.
No, you know, you okay. I got the implication.
I don't cry over that pussy.
You're touching a soft spot. I can understand losing your kitty, your personal friend, and being sad over. Especially, I've seen some of the videos of his cat. His cat was cool.
Steve misses his Lemmy Winks.
Yeah.
No, actually,
he's defending me, and I still laughed at that. I'm just wrong.
Hey, you fucking.
That's
prick
my reaction, but that's not what I really meant to do.
You fucking prick. No, you know what? I understand where
you know,
you're coming
I
from.
I miss my grandpa. He's dead. You know, that's understandable.
No, I understand
no,
where you're
being
coming from on the whole cat issue, Jason, because, you know, I have... What, my
that's
kind of
funny, though. I would have missed my grandpa. That's no, kind of wrong.
I had a cat, too, that to this day I fucking missed. Loved him to death. Actually, my son is named after my cat.
Oh, my God.
Okay, I would never name my cat after that. Well, maybe.
No, because I had a cat named
I
Alistair.
I think I'd hate my dad.
No, I had a cat named Alistair because I love the name so much. I really love the name fucking
actually
Alistair.
I may do it not because of my cat's name but just because how cool my cat's name was.
Well, no, that's the thing. My cat I always love the name Alistair. I had a child.
My kid's name is Bingo.
My cat's name was Parker Lewis.
It's either Bingo or Roscoe.
Parker Lewis can't lose.
Bingo or Roscoe Jr. I don't know. Either one.
I figured you would have named
him Roscoe from fucking like, what was it? Fucking
Dukes of Hazzard.
Dukes of Hazzard. Roscoe Coltrane. That'd be a good name for a kid.
Is Roscoe.
Name your kid.
Roscoe Pete Coltrane. Coo-coo-ca-choo.
Mr. Rocco. I'm going to name Rocco.
I figured you would have named him Kaboom.
Rascal's Chicken and Waffles. Kaboom.
You fucking terrorist. Dynamite.
Just name your kid 9/11 and be done with it. Yeah.
I thought Alistair's name was going to be all you can eat.
He doesn't eat that much.
You do.
I thought I said unique.
What?
Oh, all you can eat? I thought I said unique. Anyways. All you can eat.
I thought his name was going to be cheeseburger, fried chicken, the third.
No, it's just combo number 5.
That's just not like you're going to eat your kid.
It's named after my friend.
We're naming you Combo Number 5. You ain't Mambo Number 5. No, Combo Number 5.
Favorite on the menu.
He's named after Baker's.
You know they have a parody of...
Your name's Whopper Big Mac.
No, they have a...
Six piece.
They have a parody, though, of Mambo Number 5. It is called Combo Number 5. And it's sung by a guy who tries to sound Asian.
Don't change the subject. We're trying to embarrass you right now.
The food and everything. Yeah, the listeners know I'm fat. I know I'm fat. You two fucking jerkhole fags know I'm fat.
You are.
Ha ha.
Actually, the listeners probably don't know you're fat.
Yeah, if they've been listening to the show, obviously they know I'm fat. Because in every episode, you guys like reference how fat I fucking am.
Jason sounds like he'll jerk off. Jason's sitting.
We could actually just be like funny because he used to be fat.
No, because then it would be used to be, not is.
No, we still say is because it gets to you.
No, because if I wasn't fat anymore, then it wouldn't get
to you. But you trying to defend that you're not, even though you are, and make it funny.
No, because at some point I would have said...
You should admit it. You kind of fucked up.
No, I was just saying, because at some point during that I would have said, yeah, I used to be fat. I'm not anymore.
And then Jason looks like a feminine Mexican
Joke's on
guy.
You. I'm not fat now. I haven't said that. I say, yes, I'm fat. I know this. Fuck you. So, yeah, everybody knows I'm fat. It's in every episode.
And Jason will agree to that, fuck
At
you.
Least 25 to 50 times per episode.
I don't make a running count.
We have whole segments of episodes where it's nothing but how fat I am.
I think that's not funny after a while. I do edit a lot up.
So if you don't find it funny, then quit with the fat jokes.
This filler.
Fucker.
Times where you're fucking on the couch and fucking leaning back. I'm not being a part of it.
It'll fill a lot of the time, too.
Yeah, when you're doing what you're doing right now, which is leaning back on the couch, saying, I'm on a break.
My weight was getting to me.
Because I'm too tired to talk.
My back was hurting.
Especially when you lay back and your shirt actually starts going over your stomach.
It's a small shirt.
His muscle shirt.
Don't do that, dude.
He borrowed it from Jason.
He just lifted his shirt right now.
He borrowed
it from
Jason. Oh, I think there's a spaghetti on the belly button.
He stole it from a much thinner man.
It was an Oreo, thank you.
You're like one Oreo away from that shit, that t-shirt bursting. Once you fart, the Thundercat symbol is going to blow off your chest.
You giggle like a little bitch, Jason.
Shut the fuck up, Eric. No one's listening to you. I ignore you. Steve ignores me. You're just talking about yourself.
It's because you don't understand my language. I start speaking Spanish and you might understand
me.
Don't
misunderstand me, Jason.
I don't speak Arabic, all right?
No, you just speak dirty.
99 cents a minute, though.
Dirty Mexican. What?
What? What the hell was that joke? Want what?
I don't know. I
that was like a bad joke. Like, want, want, want.
I thought
it
hurt
like,
something.
Want what? Fuck you, Eric. I hate you.
Have we been drinking that much?
Have I?
I don't know. What?
No. You were drinking before I got here. I had a tall can and a fucking one drink here.
I don't know.
Okay, I just got the hand signal. We got to cut Eric's mic.
Four beers before you got here.
That ain't a lot. Eric's drinking way more than that before I see him. I seen him drink like 2 pitchers.
But it doesn't go.
He talks a lot less shit, but like I've seen him after like 2 or 3 pitchers.
I already had 5 beers before.
No, Jason's come to the bar when like...
I had 5 beers before he showed up. When he showed up.
You sound like you do after like a thing of bourbon. So yeah.
When he showed up, I matched him beer for beer, and I'm still drinking it, and I'm probably more sober than he is at the moment.
I've drunk you for a long time. I've only seen you
I'm just tired.
Really drunk and slurring maybe three times. Maybe.
Maybe.
I have to go back to the recordings. Probably more since I haven't listened to all the recordings.
I know you were being a little bitch for Chris's birthday.
Yeah.
Oh, you're talking to him.
No, it's not
him. Yeah. I got fucking sick. I fully admit that.
Oh, yeah, that night. Oh, no, fuck, I did. Yeah.
No, I did because, you know, I was fucking pounding my beers while you guys were sipping them. I was pounding shots while you guys were not taking shots. And I drank before I went out to the bar with you guys. Steve, I had a lot to drink.
What was the real problem going on?
Drink.
What was hurting you in your life?
Me and
the
Jason,
fact that I didn't have alcohol Jason all the time,
were,
so I slammed.
Me and Jason were, watching the whole time. You didn't drink. I don't know what happened.
You were not. You were fucking over there watching the fucking sausage and crayfish, and Jason was being Jason, kind of staring into his beer because he hadn't picked up the art of darts yet.
Hmm? I was drinking.
It would come to me in the beer picture, like fucking bones. I'd rattle my beer and just see what pictures come up and tell me what to do.
No, up until you started playing darts with us. If, like, we're playing darts and you just sit at the table.
Oh, I wasn't
quite
playing.
Literally, you just kind of sit there with your beer in your hand, just kind of staring into it, swirling it around like it was
a fine
wine.
I like it better
wine.
When he didn't play.
Want to know why?
A sip and
why know why? Because I make faces with my fucking beers. If we tap the little things, you make eyeballs and a face and see what happens. I would entertain myself.
Okay, Calypso.
Beaner.
I create people. I create whole new worlds inside this beer.
And then I drink them. Well, the little voices,
because they never died.
Well, the little voices are going, "Help me, help me."
You can also
that sound effect is not on no more, Stephen.
I know. What?
What?
You said something. What?
We weren't listening.
I say you create a holy world inside your anus. It's that big.
See, that's how little we actually pay attention.
And
to
this
Eric.
Whole world went down the toilet. Yeah. It was the economy.
Like a black abortion. What? No.
What?
Yeah, well,
that was one of the racist, most racist comments.
That is the most racist, irrelevant comment. Wow, Steve.
No, it's not.
We all know where you lie.
We have had a lot more racist.
There's a black dog here, right here. You want to fucking
beat it?
When
you talk about Jews and indigenous stuff, that's not racist.
Beat it? No.
Once the word black comes in, that's racist.
How so?
Because society says so.
Society's fucking wrong.
Well, then you're still racist.
I'm sorry.
I don't think the word black is racist.
Size considered
yeah,
racist.
How is black racist?
Actually, the word black is
some racist. People don't. Some black people don't like being called African American.
Well,
yeah.
The thing is, I've never seen an actual black person.
That one dude who fucking comes in
I have.
At the bar. That black guy.
I haven't. Have you ever?
I don't know.
Put
he's there like every day
next to a person and actually seen as the same skin color. I've never had.
I can't remember his name. But he's
yeah, like, just like I'm actually white, right?
I think actually you are.
He's German.
You just call me Powder.
Actually, Steve's actually red most of the time. I'm going to call you
no,
red.
I've had a lot of friends that got pissed off if you called them African-American. They'd straight out yell at you for it. Telling you.
You have black
is that
friends?
Because you're
you
trying to like,
chase them?
You're
what are you
a white
about?
Fucker trying to be politically correct and know you're fucking racist by trying to do that?
No, he
or
what?
It's because they
actually,
don't, no, they make offense about being not from Africa.
That was a big part of it. The fact that
because
no,
I think you can
they
get,
were,
you can reach
no,
both of those.
No, that was the thing. That was at least their biggest point for it is the fact that they're not from Africa. They're born in America. They are black American.
Africa.
They're not from Africa. No part of them is African.
Africa.
I said Africa.
No, you said Africa.
You fucking
Africa.
Terrorist.
You said Africa.
You said Africa.
No, you didn't. I'm just fucking with you.
Anyways. So yeah, no, they were black Americans.
The hell does that mean?
That's stupid too. You're pretty much just
that
American.
Sounds
right,
more
if you
even
be
more
not,
racist. Black American.
If you want to be completely not racist?
No,
you're
yeah,
American.
Exactly. Exactly.
You're a shadow American.
I agree with that.
Or it's like what race you are? You're the human race. That's it.
Yeah, I wouldn't call.
You're nothing else.
I wouldn't exactly call.
I understand
people.
That. But the thing is,
I'm the people race.
No, but the thing is,
and
everybody,
guess what? The white people run.
No, but everybody still wants to have that differentiation with race.
Now Eric's laid back because we're not paying attention.
Eric's had this conversation with just like fucking Jesse Jackson, Al Sharpton. They're the most racist motherfuckers I have ever met.
He should have got shot with, instead
you've
of
actually met Jesse Jackson.
Unfortunately,
you've met him.
I have had the unfortune of meeting him.
He stepped on your shoe?
Yeah.
What the fuck, nigga? You stepped on my Chucks?
No, he scubbed my fucking Nikes. Brand new, right out the store. Walked him, fucking wearing them out the store, and he fucker steps on
them.
Did
he say a prayer for you?
No, he did not. He called me a honky and walked off.
I would have said the same thing.
Take that shit, honky.
Yeah, he did. He's a racist son of a bitch.
What the fuck? With your poor ass fucking fake ass Jordans.
I know. You know. No, but he is very racist. In fact,
Airwalks.
He can care less what racist comment anybody ever makes.
Jordan. He has Shaq.
No, it's like he can care less about what racist comment anybody ever makes, as so long as it's not directed towards a black person. But he is very firm on the fact that it's African American. We are the African American race. He won't even do the whole human race. Oh, there's no race thing. He is very big proponent on the fact that there's race difference, but we want to be called this. Not all of you want to be called that.
So,
just like I thought it was funny, I remember watching.
That's that's the movement, and there's the times, and people do like change their mind about what they think is the right thing to say.
No, no, just like no. The funny thing,
and they're not part of that. Like, they want to be like, politically correct.
No, like they're held as being leaders in the African American community. I've known a lot of black people who are like I've never met them. They don't lead me nowhere. With leader, what? No,
that's because they're their shit never
man's leads them
because they're fucking
America.
No, it's people like Al Sharpton, Jesse Jackson. They piss
they
me
lead
off.
Them on a string.
Yeah. No, these people fucking, they it's piss like a flea circus. Off. I really do not like them.
Black people. You are racist.
No, he said something else, but still sounded
said,
a good opening for what he said.
I said Jesse Jackson and Al Sharpton. I don't like them.
We'll just edit it so it sounds racist.
Yeah.
I will.
No, it's like I was watching, I think it was like... And fucking something Combs, whatever.
Because when that sniper started firing,
on one of the news channels where they talk politics back and forth. And it was dealing with...
CNN?
Not CNN, but along the same
BET?
Lines. Yeah. And they're talking about that one
radio
host. Because
they talk about
host.
The subjects that matter.
No, they're talking about that one radio host who made the comment about an all-black basketball team calling him nappy-headed hoes.
Damn, what the fuck's that guy's name?
I don't remember. I don't care.
You know what I'm talking about? Oh, you have your fucking headphones off.
No, but it was... Well, the thing that struck me funny, though...
You're talking about that college coach.
No.
It
was
a
radio
host that did it.
No, it wasn't radio. It was an actual...
It was a radio host.
He lost
his... He's right on that.
He was a national... No, he was a... He was fucking a national radio host, fucking coast to coast. People listen.
This is actually on TV.
But, no, it was on radio. But once he made that comment and Al Sharpton and Jesse Jackson made such a huge stink about it, the main... company that fucking carried him that he worked out of, they fucking cut him and cut his show.
I know what you're talking
he
about.
He has a show again, though.
That was about 2 years ago.
Oh, he's got another one.
That was
yeah.
like 2 years ago.
It's like, it's not going to affect. Like, eventually, shit will die down.
Yeah.
And what, in retrospect, what you said was not that bad.
That was about 2 years ago.
It wasn't. It was not.
And you still got enough followers? Despite what you said, you still have enough followers. You're
no, but I remember, seeing,
like,
I remember seeing.
Just like
this
our
one,
show.
Like
if someone got mad at what we
especially,
said.
Especially like Alabama and Tennessee and.
No, but there's like this.
What, but they're full of black people?
Yeah. No, but there's this one black
We're
chick.
We're going to get murdered.
There's one black chick, though, who was going off about it on television, and she starts spewing about how, oh, well, they're white. They don't know what it's like to be in the fields picking cotton and doing this. And I'm like, really? And you do look at you wearing a full on Gucci suit, fucking Harvard bred here, and. Wait, since
how,
when
which
do,
is this black person?
Yeah,
interviewing?
When
no,
wait, man,
what are you talking about?
No.
A Harvard person wearing
no, she Gucci, went to Harvard.
Gucci and they're black?
Yeah, she was black.
Black
she went to Harvard. Yeah, she was
unless
black.
You're a rap star.
Yeah, no, she was black. She wearing, went to Harvard and she was wearing like a fucking expensive ass fucking suit. Talking about how old they don't know what it was like growing you up picking cotton in the field for
I'm
the master.
Pretty sure,
and I'm like, really, you do?
You know what's funny is I'm pretty sure the Irish and Chinese had it way worse than the black people.
Okay, one, you just missed a whole different group of people was the Jews. Where 6 million died. You know what? They're rich.
Were they in America? I don't think they were.
6 million people are gone. You know
I'm
what?
Talking
you
about
know what
people,
they are?
I'm
they're
talking,
rich.
I'm talking about
and they don't have shit to say.
I'm talking about people in America. Well, people that immigrated to America.
Well, they
the
Jews
the thing about it,
immigrated to
the
U.S. because they escaped
the Irish,
Nazis.
Chinese. They worked for us, but then they were put in the fucking camps and starved and shit, which the black people came in. They got to live in their master's home, but they worked and they still got paid.
Hey, you know how many of the black slaves were actually treated as part of the family?
Yeah. The and then you got the Irish fucking starving, working for us for free.
No, even in the South
the
they
camps.
Did.
No, in the North, they in the South?
Yes, there was even, there was, most black slaves were treated as part of the family.
Okay,
they
if, you're,
impregnated
if you're a poor,
white folks.
If you're like, not poor, but you had enough to own like one guy.
I'd be the pappy.
That's what happened. If you had like one or two guys, that's when it happened.
Even for the Uber rich people.
Okay, yeah, you had the slaves at work.
Uber rich people didn't give a fuck. You had hundred guys.
Let me finish. Okay, yeah, you had the guys that worked in the fields. Okay, whatever. Because you didn't deal with them. You didn't really see them.
I'm getting
But the house slaves you dealt with all the time. No, they were treated just as good as family. The house slaves were treated good.
Yeah, but even
they were close like as family.
But they're the ones who, like, either the other real slaves who actually did real work didn't like them because they were like, oh, master's good to me. It's like, yeah, it's fucking good to you, nigger, because you fucking be in a house.
What about the children?
He says nigger,
but
I'm racist.
What someone think about the children?
Because I'm a minority. I can say that shit.
It's a negro.
It's not specific of what minority I am, but I can say that shit.
Well, technically, now in the state of California, I'm more minority than you are.
Then you should say nigger all the time.
Nigger, please.
Steve, look at that same as Steve Wilson.
Steve,
he is white.
Obesity is not a minority.
A what?
Obesity is not a minority.
Fool, yeah, because it's fucking.
Being white in California makes me a minority right now. Please.
I see plenty of white people.
I see plenty of fat white people all the time.
Compared to you fucking beaners. Nah. So, yeah. Jason, you're heading off to Texas.
What a fag.
Yeah, I'm leaving on a jet plane.
You're going to the state where they execute the retards.
I'm going to die as soon as I get there.
Pretty much. You just best fucking bet for survival.
Stay near the border.
Don't say a word. Don't open your mouth.
My best survival.
Survival.
See, you're retarded.
Shut the fuck up.
Yeah, you're safer not opening your mouth.
And you just fucking fucked up your mic, so fuck you. You're a retard.
Too. They can't see it.
That muffled sound, I'm going to keep it in there.
Yeah. I'm not editing that sound out.
You're not ending that sound out? Yeah. Editing that sound out?
I said editing.
Another retard.
Anyway. I said editing.
No, I'm going to buy a bottle of Jack Daniels.
You are
a special
guy.
I'm going to get my free fucking gun. I'm going to protect myself.
Well, you get a free gun just for entering the state.
No, you get it when you buy a bottle of Jack.
Oh, okay. Only Jack Jim doesn't count?
No, these are Texans we're talking about.
So wild
not
turkey.
Some fecky so fucking queer shit.
Yeah, so wild turkey, then.
Says it Mississippi.
You don't think wild turkeys are good for it? For shooting with your free gun from Jack Daniels. Yeah, I'm leaving on a jet plane. Don't know when I come back again.
The 19th, I believe.
Your mouth.
There's a date. There's no dates there. I have to have my phone for there and just keep my contact with civilization.
You're lucky to get a signal out there, please. And after you get back, you're going to fucking Comic-Con.
Yes, I am.
You dirty Jew bitch.
I tried to get tickets for you.
I know.
On two occasions. And one, I slept through it. And the second time, I was number 2,500. And this is me clicking at exactly 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
How much for tickets?
Mm-hmm. Per day or per week?
Per week.
Per week, we're about $100. $130, maybe?
Yeah, for a week.
How much were they last year? Like 120?
Well, after this year, with so many problems and people trying to get through, they were $104. But after people were trying to get tickets, and the only reason they can get them were they able to get four-day tickets instead of single-day tickets. They just bought them, even though they couldn't be there all those days, and they returned them. So they said, to make it fair, we're going to just make it the highest price possible. As if you bought single-day tickets for four single-day tickets.
Yeah.
Is what I originally bought, because my tickets are all four single-day tickets. That's the only thing I can get.
Yeah.
And I had tickets for me and for tickets for Tim.TM. And then two more tickets for some other friends of mine.
Well, I know that they're going to have a thing there for Captain America.
Captain America.
There's another one coming out, too, comic book-wise. I forgot what that they're going to have there. But from what I recently read, they're also supposed to have a thing there to announce Iron Man 3, which is not going to be directed by Jon Favreau this time.
Who cares? Iron Man 3.
Oh, I like the first two Iron Man. And I thought Jon Favreau did a great job.
Transformers, okay.
No. Jon Favreau did a great job with him. The third one, I guess he's not slated for it.
He must suck then. He must, like, fuck this shit.
I don't know.
I hate this.
And this is the end of the show?
also, from what I understand, they're going to announce the new working title for Thor 2.
A new working title?
Yeah.
The Thor in the family.
The Thor in my side.
I can't wait to watch The Barbarian.
Yeah, dude, Conan looks awesome. I admit that.
We have an episode where you just talk a bunch of shit about Conan Barbarian and no one gives a fuck about it.
Yeah, I do recall you're like, mentioning
that.
Who gives
a fuck about Conan?
Yeah, I remember mentioning that when I first saw the teaser. Yeah, yeah.
I have an episode where I fucking...
Oh, no, because anything that Steve mentions, I just talk shit about.
No, because I'd mentioned that...
automatically
I just talk shit about it.
No, because I remember mentioning, yeah, how they have the teaser trailer for it, and yeah, Eric was talking all kinds of mad shit. It looks fucking awesome. It really looks good.
Well, we'll find that out. And I will have news from Comic-Con when I do my show, in 2 weeks from now?
Yeah, probably will listen.
And I'll have a show with my friends in Texas, so...
Oh, you're going to do a show with them?
I'll see if the iPhone will work with it. Because when he had that... Whenever we had that episode... Well, not the episode, but, like, we were outside talking from the bar. And we had fucking Courtney's friend, who sounds like that dude from Ed and Eddie.
Well, Steve would disagree. So.
Really? Remember...
Yeah,
I know you're talking about. I don't think she did that great of an impression.
I think she did.
I think you were just drunk and horny.
Okay, let's find it. I have my phone now.
You were drunk and horny.
Yeah, let's end this
drunk
show.
Drunk and horny.
The end.
No, you fuck that.
You and Eric both. You guys were drunk and...
That fool fucking laughed so hard he fucking snorted. Haven't made him laugh that hard in this
You guys
fucking
are
show.
So fucking drunk and just lusting for that blonde poony.
We weren't drunk.
Blonde
Yeah, poony. You were.
What? I don't even remember drinking
that
one.
Yeah. All
right, hold it. See, this is it. Oh.
Wait, your hand shakes a lot, Jason.
Epic fail.
Okay? No, that means I'm going through withdrawals.
It means you want to shake my dick.
Cock withdrawals.
Yeah, I apologize for Jason's cheap iPhone.
Why isn't my fucking mic working?
It's cheap. iPhone.
Probably a cheap iPhone. It's my knockoff.
Speaking of iPhone, you know within the next year they're supposed to have 3 new iPhones come out?
No one cares.
No, they're not.
3 new? Yeah, that's pretty dumb.
This year they're going to have the iPhone 4S, and then next year it'll be the iPhone 5.
I just saw it on a G4 last night.
It doesn't matter, because nothing really Apple says is really true. Until Apple says it, it's not going to happen.
Apple said it.
Speculations.
No, Apple said it. They have 3 new ones coming out. One of them is a prepaid.
Oh, I know what you're talking about. You're talking about the... Yeah, there's a prepay.
Yeah, there's a prepay.
There's a unlocked one that you can use with any carrier.
Technically, legally, you can do that anyways.
Unlocked, but like they're going to issue a phone that's not
connected to every service. It's got all the code.
No, technically right now you can only use it for a AT&T carrier that Verizon. Has... And T-Mobile.
T-Mobile will be part of that new fucking
feature.
No,
but you can use it for T-Mobile as long... Any carrier that has a...
you lose the voicemail feature.
No,
Anyway, you can't use it for Sprint.
And then, of course, the iPhone 5. No. Legally, you can use any carrier now, because...
Sprint is allowed. Only one with the SIM card.
It's not a new phone, then. It's the same phone with new features.
Only one with the SIM card.
They're newer versions.
No, but the newer phones will be the 4S and the iPhone 5.
Well, then,
updated, like what Eric was
saying.
Well,
okay, no, but
new processor, new screen.
Okay, the prepaid new, one. The new, prepaid one new, counts as being the new one.
Camera too.
No, the prepaid one counts as it's going to be a new version. It's going to be
fuck you, iPhone.
Yeah, but no, legally you can code break them, and Apple has.
That's not a choice. Like, yeah, I mean, yeah, you can do that.
No, which means you can then through that use any
it's called
carrier
jailbreak,
you want or jailbreak,
dickhead.
Whatever, and through that you can use
code breakers.
Yeah,
the cartoon.
Through that, you can use whatever carrier you want. And Apple can't say shit about
it. Can.
No, they can't.
I know. I said no, you can't.
Yeah. They can't say anything because the courts ruled against them.
But they're also issuing a phone that's already unlocked, so it doesn't have to be jailbreaked.
Yeah. And they're only doing that to try and make some money now since they lost that ruling.
So, but that's not a new phone.
It's
the new phone will
it's
be the
new
4S
no, it's
and the
considered,
iPhone 5.
It's considered a new version since it's going to have
version,
all that.
It's a version, but it's not the new phone. The new phones will be the 4S and
it's
the iPhone 5.
It's still considered a new phone because it's going to have all that shit
Jason,
built into it.
Jason, what version do you have?
Already done.
I have an iPhone 4.
What version operating system, though?
Yes,
what version operating system?
I think it's OS 4.
OS 5 will be OS 4.5.
I don't know the exact fucking goddamn version.
OS 4.1 would be the new one.
Something like that.
Most times I don't update it because it takes too fucking goddamn long.
No, you won't update it because they might kidnap you and make you into a human centipede.
Only if fucking Steve Jobs give me an iPhone 5. Yeah.
What's iPhone 5? They're going to make it more squarier and put more metal on it?
Pretty much.
Yeah, people are going to suck fucking Steve Jobs' dick just to get that fucking phone.
Fuck that.
What's
going to
be so great
less.
About it?
There's nothing great about it.
But
they didn't do anything better if it's iPhone 4.
They're going to do it. They're going to...
Actually, I hate that one. They did. It's so... It's, it hates you. Unless it doesn't have a fuck... If it doesn't have a cover like that, it's just uncomfortable.
I'm not a fan of the iPhone.
This is free because after that one fucking Bluetooth incident where they have fucking if you hold it a certain way, it would lose all the signal.
It's just yeah. It's just
this is my free case.
Honestly, you gotta agree with me. The iPhone.
It's a $30 case.
iPhone 4 was poorly made.
I don't care for iPhones.
I like the design of this. See,
the design was horrible. The metal. Why they do the metal thinner and then thicker and then it just feels weird because there's like a little thin strip around the whole middle of the phone.
Kind of like Eric's penis.
It looks sleek and fancy. Kind of like Eric's penis.
Yeah, no. That's why you guys are on it. It's like a fancy.
Well, with
he
that,
he hates it.
We're going to call it a night because Jason's got a plane to catch.
Call it a morning.
Because I'm leaving. Yeah, sing it
to
Steve,
go
I can't sing.
Execute.
Oh, you know that song? Almost in Papa's. Come on.
He's got a whole other day till he fucking leaves.
Sing Leaving on Jet Planet.
Leaving
on a jet plane. I don't know when I'll be back again.
Thank you. Actually, I like that. Thank
As you go and execute retards.
No,
that or try not to be executed yourself.
I know. My heart started to flutter when you guys sang that for me. So thank you. I actually like
You're
that.
You're welcome.
So
we hope you don't crash en route.
Okay. As long as Eric's on the plane, we're not going to blow up and crash.
We'll sing another throw. A la 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 bamba.
I thought with terrorists. Yeah,
shit.
I figure with terrorists like you'd be a la 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 bamba. Kaboom, kaboom.
As everyone frequently knows, they say this shit more than I do. Kaboom. And I don't even know any of the shit to say.
Balamanyeke means don't fuck with me.
What? Is that Spanish?
Or I'll blow you
no,
up.
No, it's fucking like Arabic.
German?
It's Arabic.
It's terrorist.
Oh. It means don't fuck with me. Walk into a liquor store and say Bala Maneka sure to the guy.
That means you're terrorist?
And see how fast they hit the floor
with their
hands over their head.
They're
hoping you don't detonate.
They're
going to
talk shit back or they're going to fucking laugh.
Or they pull out a gun to shoot you.
Maybe.
That or they're going to start frisking you to find the fucking
Or they take off
the
shirt and there's
cable.
A ball under them.
It means don't fuck with me. That's why.
Thank you, our resident linguist.
Oh, you know what I learned that from? I learned from Tim.tm.
Oh.
Because he used to work for the liquor store.
Oh, yeah.
He worked for the liquor store, and he learned all kinds of fucked up words from them and shit.
Speaking of Tim.tm, that's who you're going to see in Texas.
That's how I'm going to go see in Texas.
Bye, Ripped, and have listeners, viewers, whatever. Bastards.
So, yeah, it's been Ripped in Half. I'm Steve.
Yeah.
Steve.
And there's also Jason and Eric.
And he's Steve.
And
you can get a hold of us at rippedinhalfpodcast@gmail.com or you can Twitter us at rippedinhalf.
They don't want to...
You're like, I'm twat.
They don't want to twat if you call it twat. They're going to be like, it's not cool. They do what we do.
And three
Twat's
way.
Better than twit.
They do what we do. Don't wear socks. Now no one's going to wear socks anymore.
What?
I try not to rationalize what he says when he's at this frame of mind.
You're a fucking
I've had more to drink than him,
idiot.
And I am more sober than him. Good night, everybody.
You're fat.
Mwah.
Hold on. Ripped in half. The Joker and the devil. The slower and the several. I'm lower in my level. Ripped in half. The Joker and the devil. The slower and the several. I'm lower in my level. I'm running from the law. Breaking the law.